Everyone knows that our locally produced Manuka, Manuka honey is nothing short of special. Not only is it exceptionally good in quality and taste, it's also very good for maintaining your skin health, which I find very important, as well as boosting your immune system. But it seems there's even more reasons to love Australian honey beyond how nutritious it is. A recent study from the University of Sydney has discovered it has huge potential when it comes to battling the antibiotic resistance crisis. Today, we've got the lead of the study, Kenya Fernandez, joining us here on 2SER Breakfast to explain this concept and discuss the study in depth. Morning, Kenya, how are you?
Hi, Danny, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, first question, Manuka or Manuka, how are we pronouncing this honey?
Well, if you're from New Zealand, it's definitely Manuka.
Good, all right. So we would say Manuka then, just to be antagonistic.
I think so. I think it's part of the battle between us.
Yes. And when I say, how do you pronounce this honey, I'm not sort of being frivolous or anything there. I'm asking you how to pronounce honey and not referring to you as honey. Just thought I'd better sort that one out there.
No, that was clear, Dan.
Can you explain to us what antibiotic resistance is?
Yeah, so antibiotic resistance basically happens when microbes just change over time. And that means that the medicines that we use to kill them no longer work as well as they used to. So infections that used to be really easy to treat can become really dangerous and even life-threatening. And it's quite a scary situation. So right now there's over 1 million deaths every year that are linked to antimicrobial resistance. And the number's just going to get bigger and bigger. And that's the reason that we really urgently need to find new but also different ways of treating these infections.
And how can native Australian honey help with this?
Yeah, so we did a study where we tested honey from three different species of native stingless bees, and we found that the honey was really effective at killing certain types of bacteria and fungi that cause disease in humans. And we think that it has promise for tackling antimicrobial resistance because of the way that the honey works. So most antibiotics attack microbes in just one way. Yeah. So when the microbes change over time, it becomes quite easy for them to just develop resistance to that one thing. But honey is a really complex mixture, and it works in many different ways all at the same time. So it's really a lot harder for the bacteria to survive this. I mean, I like to say it's like instead of winning the lottery once, the bacteria would have to win the lottery several times in a row, which you can imagine is a lot harder.
Yeah.
So that makes honey really exciting. You know, it's not going to replace antibiotics, but it could be really a really effective natural treatment that can supplement our current antibiotics.
Is it all honeys or is native Australian honey different to other varieties?
Yeah, so most honeys have some antimicrobial properties, but how strong they are and how exactly they work can be quite different. And the native stingless bee honey is pretty unique. So it's got a really tangy flavor, it's runnier, it's often darker than regular honey, and it has a very complex chemistry. So most honeys that are quite antimicrobial work by producing hydrogen peroxide, which you've probably heard of. It's just a natural compound that kills microbes. But this native bee honey seems to have extra ways of killing the bacteria. And we're not exactly sure what it is, but we think it's something to do with how the bees process the honey or something that they add to the honey themselves. So if you think about regular honey, it can vary quite a lot depending on what flowers the bees visit. But this stingless bee honey is really consistent. So we saw the same properties in every sample we looked at, no matter where it came from, no matter what kind of year.
How did you and your team make this discovery of all these amazing properties inherent in Australian native honey?
Yeah, so we've worked on honeybee honey for a long time, and I became really interested in the native bee honey because I learned about the traditional medicinal use of it by First Nations people. So they've been using it for thousands of years for things like sore throats and skin infections. So we really just started by testing a whole bunch of these samples. We looked at their chemistry and we looked at how they were able to kill bacteria and fungi in the lab. And then we also analyzed things like how they performed under different conditions. So after being heated or after long-term storage. And that was one of our coolest findings, actually. We looked at a few samples that had been in storage for 18 years, and we found that the honey was still able to kill bacteria after all that time. So that's pretty impressive.
Honey's just an amazing thing, isn't it? It doesn't really go off, does it?
Yeah, exactly. It never goes off. A bunch of archaeologists found like 1,000-year-old honey in the tomb of Tutankhamun, and it was still fresh.
Yeah. I don't want to be the scientist who was like, righto, better have a go of this and see if it's still good. Put a bit of this in me crumpet and see if it works out. This is absolutely amazing
I think that
stuff.
Might fly these days.
Yeah. This is really great work that you're doing there, just sort of discovering all these things about honey, highlighting the need for us to look after our native flora and fauna, particularly our bees and flowers. If people wanted to support you in your studies and find out more, where would you direct them to, Kenya?
Yeah, so I've got a website. You can Google me. You can probably find it. Something else I would just like to say is that if you want to support research like this, the best thing to do would be to support your local beekeepers, especially those ones who work with native bees, because the honey we test comes from them, and buying their products and valuing native bee honey, it really just helps the whole supply chain that makes this research possible. And it's also really delicious, particularly on vanilla ice cream, so that's a tip. If you can find, get yourself some.
And how do you ensure that you're supporting your local bee farmers when you're purchasing your honey?
Yeah, so if you know them directly, you can always go up and ask if they're selling their honey. Otherwise, whenever you buy some honey, check that it says it's 100% Australian. If it's
Yeah.
got that on the label, you know it's going to be good.
Kenya Fernandez from the University of Sydney. This is just absolutely awesome stuff. We'll keep you on file and get you back on to discuss any developments in your research, if that's all right.
Yeah, amazing. I'd love to.
Or we can just talk about other things that would be nice to put honey on, like your Weet-Bix or your crumpets.
Ooh, pancakes.
I see people putting it on fried chicken. That's wild.
I've tried it. It's very good. Hot honey.
Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about. Your research knows no bounds. Kenya, thank you so much for your time today. Love your work and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Danny. See ya.